Good evening and welcome to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, I'm the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget you can download the Guardian Radio app and have us on your mobile device all day. You can also, if you do not have a mobile device, I know many people that still have their bubblers, you can listen to us through the computer by going to www.guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the live stream little button there, and it will just magically come out of your computer. So I've got a whole bunch of Bahamians in the room with me tonight, and we are going to be speaking about the annual conference Tilting Axis, which took place recently a few weeks ago in the Dominican Republic from the 31st of May to the 2nd of June. Tilting Axis is a curatorial, well, you know what, we have the founder of Tilting Axis right here, so Holly Bino, who's also our chief curator. She started Tilting Axis before you joined the National Art Gallery, and why don't you tell us a little bit about why you founded Tilting Axis, what it is, and where it's come to today.
Right, so hi Amanda, thank you for having me on. Tilting Axis was started in 2014 by Anna Lee Davis and myself, and essentially, it was a way for us to start thinking about more active ways to engage our space, the space of the Caribbean, thinking about industry, thinking about ways in which we could really propel a kind of community that was acting as one. And this came out of the frustration that we encountered from 2012 or thereabouts through 2014 with the grants, because this seemed very, very futile, the way that these systems, economic systems, were set up. And the fact that even though we had so much experience, we still weren't able to go through to that second round because of all of the catch-22s, because we weren't incorporated, because we didn't have audits. So we were thinking in many ways about how to rein in our autonomy and thinking as well about the region and how disparate our space can be and how isolating it can be to act in our silos and to remain apart from people who are doing very, very similar work. So Tilting Axis is the space to mitigate that distance, whether it be a physical distance, ideological distance, and or a philosophical and active distance. And in 2014, we started to think about the reformatting of these grants into something that was roving, something that would be nimble, something that would take in and spit out the things that it does not need and ingest the things that it needs to sort of fulfill its obligations. And it might be a little bit esoteric when I speak about it, but the fact is that we, on an annual basis, we bring together between 70 and 80 people to convene for 3 to 4 days to share, to exchange, to give us a better understanding of how the Caribbean creative ecology is manifesting.
And mostly Caribbean people they're bringing together. I mean, now, you know, you're also bringing international players in there to network or to allow the Caribbean professionals to meet those people. But essentially, it is for people of the region to a certain extent.
Absolutely. I think it's important that we also become a little bit uncomfortable with how we're thinking about our definition of the Caribbean, because coming from an Anglophone perspective, it can become so isolating where we just, think about our fellow neighbors, but we don't necessarily think about the Hispanic Caribbean or the French Caribbean or the Dutch Caribbean. So bringing these locales closer to us so we can figure out new ways to engage, new ways to develop partnerships. And of course, you can't think about the belly of, you know, the Americas without thinking about everything that it is connecting to and hinging from. So that that encounter of having international and international professionals who are also engaging with the Caribbean as a peripheral site, we choose to engage with them so we can become more central in their imaginations and within their context as well. So that's a really, really important thing to clarify. When we're thinking about developing a Tilting Axis, we think about people who are within the region because we are essentially doing it for us. We can't put ourselves on the back burner because we've spent so long putting ourselves on the back burner. So thinking about that delicate balance of of people working in the region, people working outside of the region, and people working way, way outside of the region. So maybe they're separate. The distance that they have is, you know, very, very, they're abstracted from our space. But in many ways, they're working in a very similar way to us.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to also bring people who don't have a clear connection in so that we can figure out how to develop models of sustainability that work for us by learning from them. So, you know, it's a really, really robust and engaging platform for exchange. And it really does prove, or it is proving to be a platform that is very, very inspirational for Caribbean creatives who need that kind of interaction and that kind of relationship.
Yeah, of course, because it's so much harder to make those connections. And the first one was in Barbados. I remember that. And
yeah, first one was in Barbados in February of 2015. We had 32 people come in for that. Well, 32 people on the ground. So a mixture of Barbadians and an invited guest.
Mm-hmm.
And the theme for that was Within and Beyond the Caribbean, Shifting Models of Sustainability and Connectivity. And they're really focused on the informal art spaces across the region, you know, spaces like NLS, New Local Space in Kingston, places like
Atelier 89
in Aruba, Tembe in Suriname,
IBB Instituto Buena Vista
in Curaçao, and 14 degrees north, 61 degrees west in Martinique. So we were able to bring all of these informal art spaces together to speak about a possible future for us, because, you know, you're just working on a wing and a prayer, really, just moving forward the space without any kind of formality to the thing that you're doing, and you're doing it out of necessity. So that was, a really important, well, it's always important to start somewhere. But in that meeting, we clarify that even though Annalie and I are founding members, we got our core team from that meeting. And that was when Mario Caro, who is a professor at MIT, he joined the core. He joined the core as the president of Res Artiste then, back in 2015, and Tobias Ostrander, the chief curator at the Perez Art Museum. He also came into the fold. In 2016, we went to Miami to the Perez Art Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And we did that, I think, in
And that
February.
Was a lot of people.
It grew from 32 people to 77.
Yeah.
So it kind of felt like we were a fish out of water when we were in this beautiful space, this huge auditorium. You know, we had like really, really nice food. You know, everybody was like so happy to be there. And I mean, it was good for us. But I think the jump startled the core a little bit because we didn't realize that this thing was resonating in ways that we that we couldn't really see.
Mm-hmm.
And that was called Caribbean Strategies, the theme. And we focused on four thematics for that meeting. Exhibitions, education, mobility, and policy. And then in May 2017, we were invited by the National Gallery of the Cayman Islands, and Natalie Urquhart, she also joined the core team in 2016 after the meeting at PAM. So Tilting Axis is also administratively very bizarre in that we grow.
Yeah.
So we started at 2, now we're at 7. And when we move from space to space, we acquire a core member simply because of the buy-in and how it's how the funding structure works as well. Because essentially we have to raise between $40,000 and $50,000 to make this thing happen every year. And the meeting in Cayman was called Curating the Caribbean. It was themed around Curating the Caribbean. So we looked at the archive, we looked at biennales, we looked at decolonial practices, and we also introduced the inaugural Tilting Axis Fellowship, curatorial fellowship, which went to Nicole Smite Johnson, a curator, an independent curator working in Jamaica, and she had the opportunity to travel across the Caribbean. She went to Barbados, Grenada, Suriname. Her last stop was in Puerto Rico, and she also did a stint in Scotland, in Glasgow and Edinburgh, with our partners there on the ground, Mother Tongue, Tiffany Boyle, and I'm forgetting a name, but That's all right. Jessica will forgive me. Jessica Carden. Yes. And it's important also to understand that the fellowship is another way to mitigate the frustration that young curators feel within the region, because we hit that institutional and or independent ceiling so fast with regards to the projects that we can develop, institutional support and or the lack thereof, not being able to...
Well, just the material, right? I mean, you have access to basically one, maybe two big collections, and you get to know them really well, and then you just sort of run out of, you know, and then you can, of course, work with people creating work, but you don't get to see a lot of different shows and go to a lot of different museums and really broaden your ideas of what's possible by seeing sort of different material. You really just are looking at the same material all the time.
Absolutely. And even though the internet is definitely breaking down those boundaries very, very fast, I mean, we have a lot of work that's just happening online now in terms of curatorial work. And that connection is also being refined and bolstered. But again, there's nothing like actually going to a space, meeting people, having the opportunity to have someone mentor you, having the opportunity to look at collections that are really, truly don't have any parallel to the things that you're interested in, and or be having access to collections that, you know, you're already like embedded in a different way. So thinking about how these cultural concerns and thinking as well about how our environment, how we're always so close to a kind of stagnation, and we're always moving through a loop where we feel as though things are possible and hopeful, and then we return to almost the zero point. Mm. So trying to figure out a way to make that loop a little bit, you know, wider and more... sort of defined in its shape, so that we don't run out of things, or we don't hit that wall of frustration fast, which I think is like the crucible for Caribbean creatives, because we need that kind of momentum, we need that kind of inspiration, we need the support system, and it's just from sheer luck, to be honest, that we've been able to acquire partnerships that are like very generous. You know, Lise Ragbeer, who is one of the leading members of this year's curatorial fellowship, she came to the second meeting at the Perez Art Museum, and she just like fell into like, you know, all of us. We love her, and because she comes from such a powerful institution, she always was asking, how could she help? What could we do? What could we build? And this is the reason that we have to have Tilting Axis, so we can mine. We can mine heavily from the people who are coming in with a different kind of power. Because essentially, even though this kind of platform, it elevates us in a certain way, we know at the end of the day that it's just through people's will that we, you know, we come together. So having that full understanding that we can look to see who is, you know, on the periphery and bring them into the center, because, you know, thinking about the University of Texas Austin, which is where the 2018 curatorial fellowship will be hosted, there's not like a natural, you don't see like natural partnership there, but, you know, Dr. Eddie Chambers is there. He is first generation Jamaican, living in London, working in the US, and that kind of circulation exists everywhere, because when Caribbean people dispersed, they really did a great job, and they just embedded themselves in every nook and cranny outside of the space. So it's a really, really powerful moment for us to consider how this mechanism is growing and how it has transformed the Caribbean in such a short space of time, and how it will continue to do so.
Yeah, no, it's been really amazing to watch. I was lucky enough to go to the first three. I didn't go this year, so we do have guests in the studio who are going to speak about this year's iteration of Tilting Axis, but it's really been extraordinary to watch how it's grown and kind of in the networks and the people that it's engaged, and it's really fantastic just to think that, you know, again, we are doing something for ourselves and making it happen. It's very, very inspirational. So this year's meeting was in the Dominican Republic on the 31st of May to the 2nd of June. And after this short break, we're going to hear from two Bahamian attendees who went, Heino Schmidt and Tessa Whitehead. And we'll hear all about that meeting and sort of what took place and how it differed maybe from last year's. And you'll also be hearing from this year's Tilting Axis Curatorial Fellow, who we will announce not right now, maybe after the break, who is also from the Bahamas. So a lot of good Bahamian stuff going on. You're listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. We're going to be right back after this break.